Today is one of the stranger St. Patrick's Days in memory, with venues closed and social gatherings banned due to the coronavirus pandemic. In Saratoga Springs, Cafe Lena, while closed to the public, is opening its doors to musicians.
Am I in tune?
Let's check. That's a good question.
Musicians, put on your stage outfits, plug into your amps, and get ready to play to no one. At least, no one in person. Cafe Lena Executive Director Sarah Craig is live streaming concerts daily so that local musicians can still have a source of revenue without putting people at risk.
We're bringing in bands from around the region to play shows on our stage, but nobody's going to be in the seats. We're just going to be live streaming them. We actually have three professional quality cameras and professionally trained operators that have been doing this for about 3 years at the venue, so we're well equipped for broadcasting.
There is a button on Cafe Lena's live stream YouTube channel where people watching at home can donate to the bands.
And it's a way that people are feeling really good about kind of holding together musicians and venues that are struggling right now as they close up.
Craig says the live stream is surprisingly interactive.
There's a chat stream while the show is going on, and so people are saying, oh, I'm watching from Boise, I'm watching from Albany, I'm watching from Dublin, you know, and people are watching really from all over the world, and it makes you feel like you're doing something together, and it's less isolating.
Craig says the responsible thing to do is encourage people to stay home, lending an apt name to the concerts.
The Stay Home Sessions. And just this afternoon, on very short notice, we did a live stream of a local Celtic music trio and dance group called Step Tune. And it was a family concert, and we had 131 families tune in for that.
Step Tune's concerts have been canceled due to the pandemic, but they gave a private performance for WAMC on Saturday. Danielle Endbloom is the group's Irish step dancer. She has been studying Irish dance for over 20 years. Endbloom is also a dance historian and researcher. She says the history of Irish dance is really the history of all dance from all over Europe.
I think we could say that it all probably begins in Ireland with the Celts, which is, again, a fully European tradition because the Celts were all over Europe at one point. But then we jump over to Italy, where the dancing master began. So from Italy to France, where it became really the Baroque dancing that we know to be ballet today. And then it landed in England, where you have English dancing masters. And the English dancing masters landed in Ireland when English occupation took place, and they were being brought over by the landed gentry in Ireland to teach the children of these landlords, English landlords.
Each region in Ireland developed different styles, but they had one thing in common, the ceilidh.
An Irish ceilidh is a social gathering where there's dancing. Ceilidh dancing is one form of social dancing in Ireland. Set dancing is another form. Ceilidhs are danced in long lines and circle dances. And when you get to a good ceilidh, there's live music and a whole lot of just people having fun and dancing together.
With the coronavirus keeping musicians isolated, the ceilidhs will have to be live streamed. Endbloom and her bandmates in Step Tune will continue to perform, but in a way that is safe for everyone.
I think it's our responsibility actually to not hold these social gatherings. But I think the important thing that we did was we didn't just contact the venues and say, let's cancel. We contacted Lena knowing that they had this infrastructure and said, hey, would you be willing to switch to just a live stream, which they were already in the process of doing. And I mean, phenomenally, they are now holding concerts possibly nightly to continue to support artists.
Bands have made anywhere from $100 to $1,100 on a single live stream so far. Craig has a message for musicians in the capital region.
The world needs your songs more than ever.
For more information on how to watch live streams from Cafe Lena, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Jackie Orchard, WAMC News.